You should cultivate the scientific eye and the detached scientific mind, said he. To a man of philosophic temperament like myself, the blood tick, with its lancet-like proboscis and its distending stomach, is as beautiful a work of nature as the peacock, or, for that matter, the aurora borealis. It pains me to hear you speak of it in so unappreciative a fashion. No doubt, with due diligence, we can secure some other specimen. There can be no doubt of that, said Summerlee grimly, for one has just disappeared behind your shirt collar. Challenger sprang into the air, bellowing like a bull, and tore frantically at his coat and shirt to get them off. Summerlee and I laughed so that we could hardly help him. At last we exposed that monstrous torso, 54 inches by the tailor's tape. His body was all matted with black hair, out of which jungle we picked the wandering tick before it had bitten him. But the bushes round were full of the horrible pests, and it was clear that we must shift our camp. But first of all it was necessary to make our arrangements with the faithful negro, who appeared presently on the pinnacle with a number of tins of cocoa and biscuits, which he tossed over to us. Of the stores which remained below, he was ordered to retain as much as would keep him for 2 months. The Indians were to have the remainder as a reward for their services and as payment for taking our letters back to the Amazon. Some hours later, we saw them in single file far out upon the plain, each with a bundle on his head, making their way back along the path we had come. Zambo occupied our little tent at the base of the pinnacle, and there he remained, our one link with the world below. And now we had to decide upon our immediate movements. We shifted our position from among the tick-laden bushes until we came to a small clearing thickly surrounded by trees upon all sides. There were some flat slabs of rock in the center, with an excellent well close by, and there we sat in cleanly comfort while we made our first plans for the invasion of this new country. Birds were calling among the foliage, especially one with a peculiar whooping cry which was new to us. But beyond these sounds, there were no signs of life. Our first care was to make some sort of list of our own stores, so that we might know what we had to rely upon. What with the things we had ourselves brought up, and those which Zambo had sent across on the rope, we were fairly well supplied. Most important of all, in view of the dangers which might surround us, we had our 4 rifles and 1,300 rounds, also a shotgun, but not more than 150 medium pellet cartridges. In the matter of provisions, we had enough to last for several weeks, with a sufficiency of tobacco and a few scientific implements, including a large telescope and a good field glass. All these things we collected together in the clearing, and, as a first precaution, we cut down with our hatchet and knives a number of thorny bushes, which we piled round in a circle some 15 yards in diameter. This was to be our headquarters for the time, our place of refuge against sudden danger, and the guardhouse for our stores. Fort Challenger, we called it,